Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Oh, namaste and welcome, beloved ones, to Soul Mirrors. Hey, what's your life reflecting right now? That is the moment. That is the energy that's here. And in this incredible evening together, we are going to dive deep into the 33rd crystalline dimension energy that is not only open and singing again, that's having like a second heyday. Remember, this all started. We're going to take you back on memory lane and track how this all happened. But in addition to this, it is this open portal, this energy that opened up the very beginning of this month that's going to take us through December. And in this moment, right now, it is a culminating moment of divine illumination. We're going to dive into how to anchor it and how it's manifesting and the magic that's happening right now. There's just so much to talk about, plus the magic that happened today at Tosa Blue Mountain. And of course, I have a special guest with me tonight. You all know her as Masha Sigurdsson. We know her as Kyla here at Tosa Blue Mountain. She's going to be with us with her fascinating story from Russia with love, now living all the way here in Ecuador, and so much more to share about this moment. So let's bring a hand to our heart. And I just want to say thank you and welcome. Hey and hi, and I love you. And I hope you're all having a great chat over at YouTube at Official Sri and Kira, and also over at Oneness Talk Radio. And of course, over at bbsradio.com. Hi, everybody. Make sure you get into the phone queue. So if you want to give a call over there at BBS Radio, it is 888-627-6008. And of course, Oneness Talk Radio, where you can also jump into the call board. I see that one filling up already. 517-208-1500. 517-208-1500. And so let's just give ourselves the gift of this moment right now. Bring a hand to your heart. Right? It was an amazing day. It was a day that brought forward so many different things. And I will share that today, when I first greeted this moment, what was really with me was the power of the Monday Magic community. And I just want to offer a big shout out and a bow to all of you, because that lesson, that experience, the coming together of our community and the way that is just unfolding every Monday night is starting to defy words. It's just always so amazing for every one of us, and the energies that are being released, the moments that are before us. And as we have been working with these energies, and as I arose this morning with this incredible energy of last night's lesson 8 of Monday Magic, oh my gosh, I was so aware of our beautiful November 21 ceremony. And what was so potent was the recognition of moving in this ascended numerological sequence. And I want to go ahead, I'm going to share a screen with you guys. I want to go ahead and share screen right now what is happening, because you see this. This is literally both the November and the December ascended numerology on the same charts. And the reason that I wanted to show these two together throughout this entire 2-month period is because, as you can see, they are identical with one exception. And what is so profound is that here we are in November. And if you look down at the bottom, it says the Mercury retrograde post phase ended November 20th. That was last Friday, when we popped from our high heart, where we have been for a while in November, up to the left side divine energy. This is like that left side of the exploded crown chakra of the divine galactic blueprint. This is that fifth dimensional divine energy that's saying, look, you're here anyway. Are you aware? Because we have been here and we are staying here until the 30th. And on the 30th, we're going to take all that divine energy plus another infinite amplitude. And we are going to, on the 30th, jump up into our lotus, jump up into the full expanded, exploded crown chakra. And we are only going to stay there until December 1. Because on December 1, we're going to take that energy from our lotus chakra, and we are going to jump from our lotus chakra into our vision, into our third eye. December, just like November, is a 7-month. And so it's going to begin. We're going to come out of our fifth dimensional presence and bring all that into our third eye. How exciting is that? That we're going to be able to embody greater mastery, greater presence, greater expansion. And all of that starts right now with that 11. Go back to November. That is why this moment is so incredible, because this cycle that we're in right now from November 21 until the, let's not forget, full moon up level eclipse of November 30th. I mean, it's massive. And I'm watching the moon grow right now. And I know we're all feeling it because we're only 6 days away. And so you are in this moment where everything is building and your divine energy is coming forward. And this 33rd crystalline dimension energy, I even wore my 33rd crystalline dimension earrings, right? I've been wearing them a lot lately. And now I know why. Malasforascension.com. And so I want you to take a moment and relax, because I think the best way to do this is to share with a story, is to offer you a story as to how we are where we are right now and how we can relax through our mind of form and really say yes to the expansion of consciousness that is before us. And the story I want to start with begins in March. And as part of that story, I want to share with you the energy flows again of this year, because, you know, every year I put out the energy flows, and I'm going to be putting out the energy flows for 2021 in the next couple of weeks. So you want to be watching for that, because remember when this came out last year, at the end of last year, I believe it was in December 2019. Well, at that time, when this was released, it jarred me even to bring the energy through, because we knew about this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful dragonfly. We knew that the dragonfly was calling forward those three energies, that trinity, that trishul, however, that pyramid, however that works for you. But it was three distinct energies that would be coming forward in a year of not only experience, mastery experience. And so the first is profound shift. The second is visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. And that's the one that took my breath away. And then the third is this massive awakening to self-ascension, that there would be a greater awakening than has ever happened before on the planet. And as you can see, as you're looking right here at this graphic, what you're seeing is that the profound shift, we've jumped in. And if you notice that pink line, January through August, we still had, or were clinging to, this sense of linearity when it comes to time, yet so much was already happening with time. And then it was in August when we had to do something that we have never done before. And you look at the graphic here, you look at the energy flows. In August, we had to jump out after a moment of profound shift. We had to just take a leap of faith and jump and literally catch the wave of awakening to arrive into September, where we had to jump off to get into. August to September was the big swing. And now what's been happening is in September, it anchored the energies that were there in January and February. In October, we anchored the energies of March and April, which is really where the story begins. In this month right now, and we only have 6 days left, we are anchoring that May, June. And it was the March through June experience that shut the world down. It was in July we started coming out again. And look, I put this out. This came out. The divine directors, the masters inspired this to be put out. And so it was put out in late November 2019. And it is so accurate, so clear. And the reason I'm reminding you of this and putting this in front of you is because it was actually our warm-up for what's coming next year. It was a warm up to adapt, to say yes to visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. And right now in November, you see that on here? We are in the final breath of that. We are in the final breath of that. And as we are in the final breath of that, and as we had that beautiful, big, beautiful Mercury retrograde, that beautiful illuminated new moon came out and said, you know what? Let's give you one more shot at that. And that was last week when you just can't hide anymore. The truth of who you are is there. It's in front of you. And however you embrace that is the moment that's before you right now. You are here now. And in March, when I will never forget when Ecuador shut down, we had guests on planes coming here. And our valley got so quiet so fast because all the buses shut down. We weren't even allowed to drive. There was a 2-week period where that was it. You were just where you were. And we were neighbor to neighbor supporting each other. We live in a farming community and we had so much food. It happened to be that when it hit, we were at a moment of peak harvest. So we had like so much food. It was good that we could actually eat it all. And the birds got louder and the river sounded prettier. And the one thing that happened, and I will never forget this day, it was March 13th. Sri and I sat down and knew this was the call. This was the moment. That this was everything that we had been told, everything we have felt, everything we have prepared for. And the first thing we did was give thanks that we were really prepared, that there was nothing, that we lacked for nothing, including my amazing husband, wisdom teacher Sri Ranka, who made sure we have redundant internet systems here. I mean, we have internet systems for internet systems to make sure that as long as there's a place we can broadcast, we can always be connected. And we immediately were clear, and the divine directors were right here, that this was when we were all going to need each other more than ever in a way that we have never done so before, because the call is the call to the rising of our consciousness with a collective awareness that we have not ever done before. And that in order to do this, in order to keep moving forward, that the first thing COVID would do was be like a wheat chaff thing, that you would know people by the way that they came forward. And I am so grateful that during our retreat, this was when we birthed because of Monday Magic, which has now become like this amazing part of this community. It's like it's a staple that will always be in a community that's growing, right? We were able to feed people. We started all of the humanitarian outreach projects. We were really able to enrich them. We were able to bring them closer to home. We are able to really do more with Clinica Linda to really assist people with their pain. So much is happening. And this is because when we say yes to our multidimensional presence, when we love ourselves enough, I mean, really love ourselves enough, to have the compassion to lift into that fifth dimensional presence. That's when we step into that multidimensional awareness. And I want to go ahead and just remind us of that multidimensional awareness, because this is just such a critical moment. And here it is again. You've all seen this graphic, right? But this, you know, again, this we started, Sri and I have been talking about this for years now. I'm just trying to make it a little bigger for you guys. There we go. That's better. 2018, as you'll see on this, was the first time we started talking about this. That we were at this moment where the third dimension was, it's wonderful to be aware. It's where ascension begins. It begins with awareness. And when we have that first layer of awareness, it offers us that self-love that pops us into that fifth dimensional witnesser experience. And you see there in the graphic how the wings, it's like you lift up and your wings spread. Because, and what's the lift? It's that loving yourself enough. That's the propulsion. And then when you get into the fifth, your wings spread. And you are able to breathe and see. And the more that you have that compassion, the more that you hold that compassion for yourself, then you're able to honestly come forward with that compassion for others. And that's when you notice how it's like you're standing up. If you look at the graphic, you're standing up from the fifth, you're standing up, and now you are in your power. And you see in that seventh dimensional witnessing, there's this beautiful, like this beautiful between what would be where the two hands and the wings are, you're able to wield the energy of creation. This is where alchemical process begins, because judgment releases. Because that I like to refer to it as the smile of the infinite perfection is there, yet it is not inactive, nor does it stop you from taking action. It's simply that the action is taken from the absolute inspiration outside of the consciousness that has created the challenge. It's the Einstein moment, is what I call it. Your Einstein moment is when you're living in your seventh dimensional presence, fully aware of it. This is where I start talking about all the multiple screens, right? And then when we stand in that power, literally what happens is we birth again. And you notice behind that seventh dimension is the big ninth dimensional presence. But you notice you're only aware of the fact that it looks like it almost has two sets of wings to it. You see that? It's like double, triple sets of wings. It is where we become the witness again, and where we are able to take our flight into the 33rd crystalline dimension. And that is what's been happening here at Tosa Blue Mountain. We have been traversing the 33rd crystalline blue mountain. The planet has been traversing it. And when that August 8-8 Lion's Gate opened and that discus of Vishnu was released, that beautiful divine feminine energy came in, and the benevolent masculine rose to meet it. And we have been navigating this ever since. And that beautiful sacred chalice that had that opening, remember, from the June solstice until 8-8, we were able to hold open that 33rd crystalline dimension energy that then boom, 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 boom came in as us on 8-8, the Lion's Gate. This moment right now, that 33rd dimensional energy, after we just had this nice replay of the illuminated Mars, we are now getting an extra amplitude of 33rd crystalline dimensional direct connectivity again. And I know what this can sound like. Just relax into it. And today, and I'm going to bring on my beautiful, amazing co-host in just a moment. Today, when we went to fill in the hole, to fill in the olla, the pot, from our incredible Panchamanca once-in-a-lifetime ceremony that was here on November 21, the first day of the rapid escalation between November 21 and November 30th. We were told that day, that Saturday, and I hope you've connected with the video that we've posted, and it's at, you can go find that actually at wwaglobal.com. They have the video right there on the homepage, good place to watch it. And when we all went up today, it was 11:30 this morning, our time here in Ecuador. The seven of us that are permanent residents right now gathered together, and we stood there and we were holding hands and we were calling in and feeling the power of this energy. The condors came, 12 of them, circled high. It had been a cloudy morning. The sun came out while we were up there, and the rocks started speaking, and they were in a little pile. They were in this really little pile. And all I heard was, make a circle around the circle. Ignite the energy. And that's when it all began here today. And I'm going to go ahead and invite my guest in, because I really feel it's best for all of us to talk about it. And so I'm inviting into the studio the one, the only, the beautiful, the star of Messages of Light, Masha Sigurdsson, who you guys all know, we know as Kyla. And Kyla is a profound member of the community here. She's also one of the most remarkable healers on the planet. She has a remarkable story. And we're going to dive into what this 33rd connection is. But then we're going to talk a little bit about Masha's story as well, because it's one you really do want to hear. And of course, we're going to be receiving your calls. And so, Masha, welcome into the Tosa Blue Mountain Studios. Hey, look, her chair magically appeared. Come on in and snuggle up. I'm going to scooch over. There we are. Say, yeah, hi. So this is our beloved Kyla, formerly known as Masha Sigurdsson, and beautiful hostess of Messages of Light. And welcome, Masha.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm so honored to be here. Thank you for having me. It's magical place, magical time, and magical moment.
Yes. And it is magical moment is the word. It really is a magical moment. So Masha, I'm just like, okay, so guys, you've got to hear. So we have gotten as far as we started taking the stones and putting them around, and it was pretty messy. Like the stones were covered in food, right? We had to start cleaning them. So let's share what happened.
Stunning. It was the moment of creation. It was the flow of creation. And I don't know how to describe it. It was the moment of profound openness and connection. And I felt like all of us have to come together as a community, as a circle.
Interesting. My dandy blend went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Keep talking. No, I'm sorry.
So guys, literally it was like a magic, because Tosa Blue Mountains, the land is just like sacred. It's alive. It's profound. It's being. And it's been ignited during the profound, profound ceremony. Like so intensely. So now it's all like crystalline light, and it's alive, and it's flexible, and it's fluid. And when we're starting arranging the rocks around, for me, it's feel like a Stonehenge or whatever it is. Kira just tell, okay, let's just put a circle together. And with every single stone, it's get more and more ignition. Plus, it was stunning because, one member of community, Douglas. Hi, Douglas. His birthday actually today.
And it was Douglas's 39th birthday today. Douglas, our beautiful Venezuelan chef.
Yeah, it was 33 stones.
Now check that out. So that was the first thing, right? That we didn't know. We had no idea. We hadn't counted the sacred stones. And all we've shared with all of you is that the very first time we used these stones was when we were over at Chobshi doing ceremony for the very first time with Douglas. And we each got to hold one of these stones. He had the pile and you would pick one. And I remember not wanting to put it down. You know, you connect like with babies. These, right? Mm-hmm. They're so alive. I have honestly never in my life held a stone that has that type of like aliveness. And what I'm noticing now is how they morph. They're like shapeshifters, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they're like Odo from Deep Space. They shapeshift. And today what happened that was such a miracle was after we put all the stones around, and then we started filling up the olla. Then we started realizing, wait a minute, this is another ceremony. Mm-hmm. Like and it was just the seven of us that live here full-time residential. And it was really interesting that it was just the seven of us. And it was about, and the way that it felt for me was when we did the ceremony on the 21st, it felt like a funeral pyre when the stones, because remember, this is all about the stones. It's the journey of the stones. When the stones were being heated up, I felt as if I was sitting on the banks of Varanasi staring down into the funeral pyres. And then when we took the hot stones and put them into the earth to connect our food, it felt very much like dust to dust. And then when we ate that food, it felt like this beautiful resurrection, abundance energy. And then today, when we restored the earth, it felt like a seal, like the opening and the closing. Did you experience that?
Yeah, it was profound. It was like, okay, it's done. It's like miracle manifestation. It's
done.
It's complete. And energy was truly profound with all the flowers, rocks, wood. It was a miracle, that beautiful cedar wood was just laying here, left by workers.
And this is true. We must have had a cedar tree that had died. And when we were approaching the site today, these logs of the most beautiful cedar, I mean, you're walking up looking, going, that is the most beautiful cedarwood I've ever seen. And then the fragrance, because we had had some fresh rain that morning. And what happened was, as those rocks were arranged, we all found things and realized that this needed to be more than just a closing. This was also an opening. And in walking around, finding things to offer to our mesa, our table, which is in the Cagnardi way, mm-hmm. and these 33 stones had just made the mesa, I found another rock way off in the distance, flipped over, and I heard, "Come to me." And when I picked it up, it was Kedarnath. It was Kedarnath again. Now, for those of you, the quick story, if you're like, what does that mean, Kira? Okay. Kedarnath is one of the Jyotirlingas in India. It has a very distinct shape. Right after Sri and I purchased Tosa Blue Mountain, we left Ecuador and went to India for 6 weeks, and then went back to Uruguay to pack our container to then move here 2 weeks later. When we arrived back here after having been in India, during that trip in India, we actually got stranded at Kedarnath overnight. And you were there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, that, how was that night, right?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Life changing.
To be stuck in Kedarnath, which is just so profound. And, of course, you know, Kedarnath, this is in the Mahabharata where the Pandavas ascended, where we just walked up and we drop our bodies. And the miracles of Kedarnath, when the floods came and the big rock that stopped from losing it all. And so Kedarnath, and a lot that happened for us at Kedarnath, and it was very profound and very sacred. One of the highlights of my life.
Yeah.
And spending the night in Kedarnath and sitting on I remember sitting on the runway for almost like 6 hours, freezing to death, mm-hmm. until we finally found some shelter and knew that our helicopters were not coming and that was not going to happen. And the gift of that is that we never left. Nope. We never left. And so the day we arrived here, there was no clouds in the distance. And what we did not know was that when the clouds cleared, the mountain that is in our north mountain, our guiding star, the ascension portal, is identical in shape to the Jyotirlinga in Kedarnath. So much so, I have superimposed the two in pictures, sent them to some of my dear, dear priest friends in India, and we have all confirmed that that energy is the bridge. It's the bridge between the Himalayas and the Andes. And then today, as we are putting this all together, mm-hmm. and there was the area where there's the circle where it had been the pot, and that had its own decoration. And then we were finding all these beautiful mm-hmm. branches of cedar and berries and building that. When I pulled up the rock and lifted it up, mm-hmm. it was also Kedarnath. And so we saw that as a very strong sign as well. And what happened was that we wound up building a trinity. And that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, energy was truly stunning and fantastic. And I love how each one of us was contributing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's almost like unity and united creativity.
Yes. No, not almost biggest... like it is. Oh. It absolutely is. Yes. And this was so incredibly profound. I mean, yeah. It really was. And I'm just loving it with all my heart. And, you know, why don't we, I was going to say Masha, and I was like, shame on me, Kyla. Shame on me. And so we're going to go ahead and jump over to the call board. And we have someone's got their hand raised, so they have a question for us. So we'll start over there. So I'm going to go over on the Oneness Talk Radio call board. I'm going to go over to Eureka, California. Hi there. You've got your hand up. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody. Much love. Hello. This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel Angel. Namaste. Welcome, sweetheart.
Welcome. Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so I have a quick question. Is it possible to make a donation through your Sri and Kira website for the Dome Project, so that way, like, all of the funds go to you? Is that okay?
You're the best. And yes, all you have to do is put it in the Indigenous. Yeah. When you arrive on the homepage, right there, it's like, support our Indigenous projects, because that's what mm-hmm. this is doing. And thank you. I love you. And yes, that would be a gift from heaven. We would be very grateful. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I do have one more question. So I came across this stone. I've never held one like this before. And you, I was so inspired when you were like, the stones are so alive. I'm like, yes, they are.
Right.
And the gentleman was saying it's a nomad stone. And every time I hold it, the chakras in my palms are just amazing. So I would like to know a little more about this because I can't find very much information, but boy, she's talking and it's activating my star consciousness.
Well, first of all, breathe. I feel it. Wow, do I feel it. Just breathe. Yeah. And what's interesting is I'm feeling energy around your jaw. And I'll get back to that in a minute because I know Kyla's got something for you. I can feel her going, Kara, let me say something right now. So I'm going to let Kyla begin.
Well, with the recent openings of the dimensions, crystals become our dear, not supporters, but become friends. And we become us. It's, I know it's awkward, but this is just how it is because they are become part of us and we become part of them. So we're finding more and more friends and family members to support us. And I feel like you found part of you. So this is why that stone come to you. And of course it's talking to you. Of course it's working with you and it will be more and more profound openings for you if you will trust yourself enough, which you already doing. And And I love you so much.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you, Kyla. And so I want to jump in, Rachel, and go right now here. So where I'm feeling energy in you is like at the jaw, you know, where we open and close the jaw. And I literally have my hands on either side of my face at that point. And as I'm talking to you, I'm also like trying to open and close my jaw. And what your guides are saying is that you're being offered another place to place that which seeks to keep you tight. It's almost like you would be clenching your teeth. It's almost like there would be an energy that would just be holding you. And they're saying that this stone and the energy around the stone and the energy around you that called it in, it's not just the stone. It's that they're saying, remember that this is the collision of the moment where your consciousness is called in this tool. And that in this moment of a consciousness collision, of an upward shift, of an ascended experience that is happening before you right now, remember to relax more into your voice and to let go of that which would seek to really hold you into a pattern that your heart knows is not of the highest. And as I'm sharing that with you, I do want you to bring your hand to your heart, as Masha's doing as well. I've got my hands on my heart, because as I said that was the very last thing I felt, was that your heart is so beautiful and so deep and so alive. And in this moment, I am just really grateful that you got through here tonight, because this really is your night to hear that message. And so just know how much we love you.
Thank you. I love all of you too.
Oh, mwah. Many blessings, my love. Namaste. Namaste. Wow. I got to breathe in through your lungs. Are you feeling that?
I was feeling it. It's almost like a breath.
Right?
Breath. Yeah. And it's crystals.
But are you feeling this? I've got like right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, speaking of feeling things and knowing things, I'm going to put Masha on the spot because what you guys may not know, and maybe you do, some of you already know Masha from her amazingly popular show, Messages of Light, broadcasting in both English and Russian over at OneNessTalkRadio.com and all the affiliates over there. And what a great show you have, Masha. It's such a wonderful show. So what you might not know is that Masha only came to the United States in 1999 from Russia. And as a young child who was born clairvoyant, who knew her clairvoyance was there and her gifts were real by 10 years old, what I want to know is, how does this woman at 22 get her invitation into this prestigious academy that you have to be? I want to hear the story. Talk to us about it, because, you know, in Russia, they really have done the work when it comes to higher consciousness.
Well, it was so natural, and it was interesting because I was young enough to trust myself. When you become older, you kind of start in second guessing yourself.
But how about your parents? How are they with this? Did you talk to them about it?
No. Mm-hmm. No, no. Mm-hmm. Plus, when I was growing up, back in Soviet Union time, nothing was exist. Clairvoyance was not exist. I didn't know what it's all about.
So at 10 years old, you know, you talk about how it was at 10 years old. Yeah. How did you know? I mean, how did you, was there a moment?
Yeah, it was a beautiful moment in Russian ballet because I love music and I was dancing a little bit back there. And I was sitting watching ballet, and actually in Bolshoi Theater, and I closed my eyes and realized I can see the stage with the dancers with my closed eyes. And I was just sitting like a child. Okay, this is cool. Close my eyes, sit. Okay, oh, open my eyes. Yeah, this is where I was. And it was so profound. So I realized I can see with my eyes closed is pretty much as I can see with my eyes open. And I think it was a combination of the music, the emotions, you know, the beauty, the movement, everything. So, but I didn't know what it's all about. So I kind of kept it to myself. And what's real, what's helping me, and guys, I tell you, miracles do exist. Oh, if somebody tell you it's not possible, I can tell you it's possible, because as a child in a school, I was feel different. So I was very quiet, but kids feel it. If you're different, they just go into you. So
I want to know how, because that is so important, isn't it? I want to know how at 22, you get invited. She got invited into this extrasensory perception school. This was in Moscow.
In Moscow. Yeah. And it was just right after it was opened up, because before that, yoga was not exist. Everything was prohibited. You know, it was just like very, very first kind of opening. And it was very easy, you know, because I got in the show when someone was presenting extrasensory, just, you know, perception. And I connect with the person after the show, because we've been offering just little kind of extra services. And I've been told, well, you have healing abilities, and I started my class in 3 weeks.
Wow. And so, and really then from there, it was the rest of your life. Yes. It was like really finding your being, your calling.
It was like a clicking, and it was so easy because I was relaxed enough and I was trusting enough. So if I was starting second guess everything, it would be harder. But because I was young, I just like, okay, it's cool. It's fun. Let's try it. And yes, I was starting going to school and get connections, and people tell me you're doing great. So I've been invited to the job in the little healing center. So I left my job in the library and I just started to do the healing. And I never, you know, regret it ever since, because I love doing it.
Because you loved yourself enough to say yes.
I love doing it.
Right.
Because when we express and as ourselves fully, actually, it's wonderful, because the energy flow through us and I feel happy when I can do it.
Yeah, exactly. It is the joy that we carry, not only for ourselves, but for all those around us. And especially as we're in this 33rd crystalline dimensional.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It is just crazy. Well, I want to jump over. I'm seeing we're going to go up to Heartland, Vermont, and say hi to Heartland, Vermont. Hey, Heartland, Vermont. Namaste and welcome.
Hi, guys. This is Kim. How are you doing?
Kim. Hey, hi. Gorgeous. We miss you.
Oh my God, all the gifts you gave me. Oh man, that visit on the equinox. Thank you, thank you. And congratulations that you are both living there full time. Thank you.
Dream come true.
And the best, the most amazing asset. I mean, wow, wow, wow. Yeah, awesomeness.
So I'm calling because my birthday is on Friday, and I would love a mini soul reading for what's coming up for me, and thank you guys so much. I love you.
Oh, we love you, Kim, honey. You know, it's like you're just right back here right now, and I love that you got through tonight when we're both here together, you know, to be able to offer this birthday gift to you. And I want to share with you that as I'm connecting with you, I'm actually finding myself wanting to like sit up straighter. It's like there's this energy that says, wait a minute here, sit up just a little straighter, stand just a little taller, breathe just a little deeper, smile just a little richer, relax just a little more, and then bring your hands to your heart and know that what is inside is ready to be seen, as are you. And I'm feeling my whole chest feels like there's huge pressure coming off of it. Like it's hurting from having had this pressure on it before. And so I want you to just breathe that in and like really, really relax. There it is. Just really relax. And I'm just going to invite Masha, if she'd like to share any happy birthday sharing.
I was holding my hands on my third chakra because I feel you have a lot of power, but for whatever reasons, you was almost like suppressing it in yourself because you're not trusting yourself enough. So all what I would like to tell you, this is real. This is real, and this is your time. So I'm so happy you coming into your birthday. So let's it be a real birthday day and birthday process.
Indeed, and enjoy. Woohoo! We love you, Kim. I'm so glad you called, honey. Many blessings.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Aww,
bye.
Bye, sweetheart. Oh, I love you too. You know, I was just, and this brings us back to what I was sharing earlier, is that we have been accepting guests here since July. And that's, remember, in that calendar when that energy started coming back up again. And I really want to go back to this awareness doubt energy, because right now we are in the culminating week of the final choice month of this year. So what does that make December? It makes it awareness. Everything, this portal opening, this crystalline energy, the way that it's coming in, when I was showing you earlier, the way that the ascended numerology is overlaid, and what happened today. Today, after we made the third, and then Douglas pointed out there were 33 stones, and after everything came together, it was so evident that we are all birthing something that has not done before. Theoretically, after 3 days, that ceremony would have been ready to be closed. And instead, when we closed that ceremony, it was the 33rd crystalline dimension, radiant and beautiful, coming together and saying, we're ready for more. And the spinning started. And the spinning was so profound that for the first time ever, as I was standing there on the outside, and we have pictures of all this, as I was standing on the outside of the ring, if I would put one foot in the ring, and thank goodness Kyla was there, I would almost fall over. The spin was so profound and so intense. And it was literally like this dimensional shift. Mm-hmm. And that what's happened was, by moving out the stones, that energy that had been sealed is now being, I don't want to use the word contained, it's like it's growing. And we heard 2 to 3 more days, we're all going to be checking. But what I'm feeling is that it's growing. And that when we bring those stones down, we're going to be, we're blessed. Alexander has let us be the keeper of the stones. So when we are those 33 stones, 33, we'll go down to the beautiful fire pit that we have right next to our Temescal. And we will be using them in that fire pit area, keeping them there sacred until such time we use them again with Alexander. I believe that when we remove those stones, it's going to be like a tidal wave of energy. That right now, it's like it was in the Oya, it was in the pot, and then it was open, and it was all radiating. And we could feel the effects of what happens when that massive amount of light bursts, when that kind of a portal opens. But it really also anchored, in my experience today, that this dome energy, this energy that's coming with this dome, this whole experience that's coming up, the profound importance of the equinox in March. And I want to share with you guys, again, the time compression, because remember that this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. This time compression energy has been a gift preparing us, because moving into 2021 is going to call us out to our highest expression of self all the time. And if you look down at the bottom, the year, next year, is a choice year. A choice year. Humanity is choosing next year. And not only is next year a choice year in ascended numerology, it also shows us it's all about truth, and it's going to be all about the throat. It's going to be all about truth, and it's going to be all about the throat. And so November and December 2020 are one energy, as I showed you on the ascended numerology, but it's amplifying, these 2 months right now are amplifying the 2022 awareness, because remember, the year of 2022 will then be opened eyes. So we were given the blessing of navigating and compressing time, that we are right now in the energy of March 2022, and it will be April 2022 in December, because November was March 2022, and specifically the equinox, and that energy right there right now has said that you've already made the choice because you're done with 2021. We finished 2021 in October, guys. We crossed over to 2022 in October. And so you have the wisdom. You have all of the resources. You have called it all in. And whether you want to believe it or not, it is here. And when you do believe it, miracles happen.
Well, literally the whole universe will start going forward to support you. And best way I can describe it, the minute you get your clarity, the whole universe will open up the arms, lift you up, and support you.
Well, you know, now I'm going to put Masha on the spot again. You just demonstrated that because you were here. You were here originally for what? 30 days?
Yeah.
Right. Masha, Kyla had come. Actually, it was Masha. Masha came and was here for a 30-day visit that included being part of one of our workshops. And then she came early and wanted to stay late. And while she was here, it was just so evident that you were already living here. You know, it was just one of those things where it was just so evident witnessing Masha and discussing with her future and what her miracle dream was. And when you got clear that you were going to come back to live here, you went back to the United States and back here in what? How many weeks?
3 weeks.
It was 3 weeks. And you put your life, I mean,
yes,
everything really felt, I mean, like really lots of miracle things happened.
Yeah, it's what I mean. The minute you get clarity, you made your mind. And of course, it's three pieces, you know, focus, awareness.
There it is, right?
Commitment.
Right?
Complete trust.
There it is. There it is.
The universe literally like move on your behalf, like literally like move.
And this is that 0 point energy.
Exactly.
So remember that Taurus, right? When we open up that Taurus field of creation that sustains our multidimensional presence, we become the 0 point energy field. And that's what you've been describing, Masha, is the law of instantaneous manifestation. Things just happen.
Yeah.
The law of instantaneous manifestation is the yoga of self-ascension as the full embodied presence of your divine mastery beingness. And this is the moment at hand if your doubt is ready to take a back seat to your awareness. And that is just so incredible. And you know, I am aware of all these people sitting over here on the call board. And so we're going to go to, it looks like we're going to Atlanta, Georgia, maybe. Hey yeah. there, we're going to Georgia. I know that. Namaste, Georgia, and welcome.
Hi, Sri and Masha. Good afternoon or good evening.
Hi, sweetheart. Hi.
Hi. I was expecting, I was just sitting here, but I kind of said earlier, like, I think I'm going to get kicked tonight.
All right. You knew.
Yes, yes, yes. But I would love a mini soul reading, and I'm just so grateful for this community. Like, you guys have, this is how I keep my sanity. So, thank you.
Oh, honey. You know, first and foremost, thank you for connecting with you. I'm, you know, as I'm receiving the blessing of connecting with you right now, I just can't stop smiling. You have this incredible capacity to bring yourself through that, which others would just cripple. You have a resilience inside of you. You have a tenacity inside of you that just really makes my heart sing. And all around you right now are all of these like angels and ascended masters and all these other beings. And it's funny. They're like linking arms with you. You know, it's like they're linking arms with you and they're looking at you and you're looking at them and you're going side to side and you're like, but wait a minute. You're like, shouldn't you be in front of me? And they're like, no, our sister, we are here right now with you and your strength and your courage and your vision is being supported. And so it is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm trying to cross the finish line. Thank you.
Oh, you got help, girl. You're not alone. They'll carry you. You got it. You got it. We love you.
I love you guys.
Oh, I love you too, honey. And you know, I know she's listening. Was there something you wanted to add? Forgive me.
No, just feel very strong feminine energy in the sense of almost like high priestess energy.
Oh, yeah.
So you have more resources when you realize.
Woo!
If you choose to use it.
All right. You're going to get over that finish line. And, you know, speaking about getting over the finish line, I would love you to share with everyone what you have here in the studio tonight. So look at this gem.
This is the beauty of the land. This is literally the crystal from the land. And I know you will feel the energy. So it was very close to the ceremonial site. And I was picking it up. And now it's in my room and my altar. And I just,
it's amazing, isn't
I just
it?
Cannot help myself and see how beautiful it is. And this is actually the flower from here. I was stunned by the color. I almost like miss a step today.
Aww.
Because it's so profoundly beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's really pretty.
It's just like one, I don't want to pick up a flower, but it was on the ground and colors beautiful. Like stunning. All what I would like to share with you, you will feel that crystalline energy and with all my heart. You can be filled by the universe. Right now I feel because I'm in magical land in Vetosa. If you are the chalice, you will be filled.
Yes.
You will be filled.
That is so true.
As much as you're ready to receive. So, and I'm just love you so much. And I hope you will receive as much as you want to receive.
I love that. And even more. And I want to, may I touch your
please,
crystal?
Please.
You
please.
Know, Masha has been, Kyla has been, you see how these crystals, this is right here. We are living on a crystal bed and more crystals are coming out. We've had so many coming out right now. I mean, everyone around here, we're all just picking up like, you know, huge rocks of crystals and we're putting them in our gardens and we're putting them in the walls of Kyla's new home that's being built right here and everything's just, you know, happening. And, but isn't this just amazing? This is, don't you feel like you're in the crystalline city?
Yes.
You see all this, guys? Look at that. Is that the most beautiful thing you've ever seen? That, you know, who knew that we were going to be on another crystalline bed when we left Uruguay? I had no idea that that would be happening here. Mm-hmm. And the land is happy. Gaia is singing. The world is singing and ready to meet you. And we have so many other people that are holding on right now. And I see another hand up. And so we're going to go over and say hi to Monica. She's got her hand up. Hey, sweetheart.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at that crystal. I'm going like crystals everywhere. My gosh.
Literally, yes. literally everywhere. Yeah. Is that amazing? I know. Right? You do want to come play. I mean, it's like, what more could start revealing itself in Tosa Blue Mountain? It's like, okay, now not only do you have this, let's give you some crystals too. You know? Right?
Oh, I love it. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, big hugs and big love to both of you. And to Kyla, and I would be so honored if you might offer me a mini soul reading, Master Lady Kira. I've had three really weird spider bites, two on my left leg and one on my right, and I just know there's more to it. I would love your help.
Well, thank you for asking, and what I will share with you is that two things I got immediately was that, first of all, it's a trinity. It's two on your left and it's one on your right. And right now we just went into that left divine energy. And it's like it's a sacred union on the left side that's saying, weave together that which you are. It feels to me very much like you have this energy around you that's saying it's time for you to weave all the elements of that which you are into the one whole being that you are. And on the right side, it's like the staff that's holding open the chalice of the two, right? Imagine those two as the open portal of the chalice into the one that's on the right side. And the one that's on the right side is saying, if you take the steps, I will carry you where you need to go. But you must begin by weaving the divine presence of your own nature into a greater form. And so it is.
Well, that's breathtaking. I'm going to have to sit with that and re-listen to the recording. Thank you. That fills my heart.
Well, thank you as you fill ours. And Kylo, would you like to share anything?
Ooh, I just feel the energy. And thank you so much for bringing it for all of us. Literally, I'm just sitting here like, wow.
Uh-huh.
Aren't you powerful?
Real, exactly. And thank you, my love. You know, we're all having really profound things happen right now. Many blessings. We love you, honey. Namaste. And Kyla, here we are. How does this happen that the show is over? You know, and so in this moment of really saying yes to who we are, in this moment of inviting this 33rd crystalline dimension energy into us, in this moment of saying yes to the master within and thriving as that beautiful Taurus field, zero point energy of the law of instantaneous manifestation, take in a breath, bring it down, let it out with sound, and know that all is truly well. Thank you for being my sacred host here this evening. Oh, thank you for that blessing. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. And to all of you, may you know how much you are truly loved. Hey, get over to wwaglobal.com. Check it out. Be part of this extraordinary moment with us. And of course, sriankira.com for everything else you need to know. We love you with all of our heart and look forward to seeing you next week. Many blessings.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at sriankira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.